Sunday morning here on Long Island, plugged into Long Island along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. Thanks for being here this morning. With us are Stefan Hespeler and Doug Williams, ambassadors from the organization Mission 22, which is a national organization, and they are ambassadors and representatives here on Long Island, a great organization. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning and talking about a great cause and a very dire situation with our vets across the country and here on Long Island.
Thanks, Ted. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's talk a little bit first about Mission 22. How was it founded? When was it founded? And how did you guys get involved?
So Mission 22 is a national nonprofit founded in 2013 by three veterans. One of them is founded by three veterans. Two of them served in special forces. One of them was an infantryman, and they developed PTS, and they wanted to have a way to, for one, heal themselves and heal their community. So they created Elder Heart. And Elder Heart brought people together in the community, mixing civilian and veterans in a community art project. And through that, Mission 22 was developed, focusing solely on the fact that we lose over 20 veterans a day to suicide.
Mm. And post-traumatic stress is a very serious thing. A lot of these guys are coming back from serving overseas and are having a difficult time getting back into everyday life when they come back after serving, correct?
Yes, absolutely. There's a readjustment period that you go through, and it's just a day-by-day thing that you have to deal with.
And you guys, how did you get involved in this? Are you vets?
I'm a vet, yes.
You're a veteran,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
And did you suffer at all from PTS, or do you suffer, or?
Yeah. Doug. Doug's an ambassador with us. He has gone through like an adjustment period himself, and he's, you know, part of his healing process is, you know, being involved with us as an organization.
And I only ask that because there are a lot of people that come into the organization or any of these organizations. They come in, and I always ask, well, how did you get involved in this? And generally, it's, you know, whether it be a breast cancer charity or, you know, any sort of fundraiser or any organization, it affects them, the people that are involved personally, whether it's themselves or somebody in their immediate family, and makes them extra passionate about the, you know, organization that they're involved in. So Mission 22 is the organization, and you guys are located here on Long Island. You're ambassadors here for the Long Island area, correct?
That's correct.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's how I found out about Mission 22 is through social media. I'm not a veteran. I'm a civilian. About 2 years ago, I found out that we were losing over 20 veterans a day to suicide, and once I learned that, I couldn't unlearn it. And I found out through the Push-Up Challenge on Facebook. So that was 600 some odd days ago, and I've continued the challenge since. But in starting that, raising awareness is one thing, but awareness in itself doesn't do anything. It's what you, once you know that information, what are you going to do with it? So it started as a social media awareness campaign, and it grown into us doing local events and local fundraising and doing what we can to spread the word.
Right. So the best thing to do for people is to search on Facebook, on Twitter, Mission 22.
Yep. Absolutely.
You guys have a website as well?
Yep. Mission22.com is all the information. If you search on Instagram or Facebook, any social media platform, and search hashtag Mission22, you'll see there are hundreds of thousands of posts.
Let's talk about the programs that Mission 22 has. And what do you guys do?
We have three main programs. First one is our social media awareness campaign, because that's how Mission 22 started. Just by people posting hashtag Mission 22 with the picture of a 22 shows our veterans that we care and that we're aware of, you know, what they're dealing with. The second thing is we provide treatment for PTS and TBI through our programs, in which we cover 100% of the cost for our veterans. The third program is we have a memorial to pay tribute to the veterans that we lose in the war at home. There are monuments created for, memorials created for all the other wars, but not the one at home. So we created one, and it's currently stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. It is 20 veterans, silhouettes of 20 veterans in a 10-foot steel plate in a V formation right across from the military Navy Annex in Norfolk, Virginia. So through those three main programs, which is still, again, right on our Mission 22 website.
Very cool. Plugged into Long Island this morning, talking with the ambassadors from Mission 22. Now, for people here on Long Island, if you're a veteran listening right now and maybe going through some tough times and somebody listening wants to get involved with the organization, is the best way to go to the website, reach out to you guys personally? Or
yeah, they can go right to mission22.com. There's an option that says join the mission. So through that, we are looking for ambassadors. We currently have 3,500 ambassadors nationally represented in all 50 states. We have dozens on Long Island. We're looking to grow that more. Almost 90% of the donations that Mission 22 collects goes back to our veteran programs, which puts us at nearly the top 1% of all organizations. And the reason why we're able to do that is because of the ambassador program. We're all volunteers fighting together, veterans and civilians, all with the same cause from all walks of life. Just trying to make it happen.
And people want to make donations right now, they can do that on the websites as well.
Absolutely.
And help out, very important. You know, Doug, you're a veteran. How do people make a difference in the lives of these veterans? If you're somebody on Long Island, you know, that you want to make a difference, you want to help out, maybe you don't have the time to volunteer. What else can people do? I mean, how did you, you know,
The easiest way to make a difference, something as simple as saying thank you for your service or welcome home. That simple saying could mean a lot to a vet. A couple stories with me. I mean, just randomly walking through the stores, to have someone come up to you and say thank you for your service, that really means a lot.
Right.
And it can be that simple. Talking to them, getting them involved with projects or hobbies, being a good listener.
I've had people, you know, we've had different organizations that have come in and talked about, you know, various veterans groups. Over the years, and you know, when after September 11th, I think it was brought more to the forefront. You know, the fact that we were going to have to go to war, and we, you know, sent the troops to Afghanistan, and then the Iraq War started 2 years after that, and now kind of it's gotten pushed, you know, a little bit more to the back. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in many people's eyes and ears that, you know, maybe are not as attached to the fact that, you know, the wars have kind of like faded to the background, even though we still have troops in Afghanistan. We're still doing things in Iraq, obviously. And we're still dealing with these guys coming home and suffering. It's not in the forefront like it was. And how do you guys deal with that? I mean, how do you get the word out? How do you continue to just pound that home every day that these guys, you know, served our country, need our help? We've got to take care of them.
We don't give up. You know, it's something that's daily. I post every single day, sometimes twice a day, whether it has a hashtag Mission 22 or something patriotic, something to show appreciation for our veterans, because they were there for us at some point. Now it's time for us to be there for them, especially me as a civilian. I never served. I have a deep appreciation for Doug and others that have served our military. But it's a way that I can get back in some way to still feel like, even though I wasn't over there with them, I'm with them now, and we're here together.
Right. Yeah, it's doing what we're doing now. We're getting the word out. We're wearing the gear. We're getting people to look at it. The logo itself, people want to look at it, and then they come up and ask, hey, what's that 22 about? And then you tell them, hey, we're losing up to 22 vets a day.
People are shocked.
Into the whole story. Yeah, they're completely shocked. And you go into the whole thing, the whole story of it. It's 22 a day. I mean, I have the numbers here. It's, you know, 154 a week, up to 682 a month, 8,000 a year. Since the war started, we lost 128,000 vets already to suicide.
Yeah, it's insane. Now, have things gotten better? Are we getting enough support from the government and from politicians, you know, taking care? We've heard a lot of things in the last couple of years about the VA and, you know, all the controversy involved with the VA.
The VA is doing the best they can
right.
with what they have. It's just a matter of raising the awareness, getting the word out. Government has their own issues.
Yeah,
right.
Resources are limited.
Yeah.
And I would say they're honestly overwhelmed. Only 1/3 of veterans actually use the VA services.
Right.
That means 2/3 in Nassau and Suffolk County. Or actually, Suffolk County is home to the largest veteran population in New York State. And
right.
Nassau County is number 2. So we're talking close to 3 million people. It's a lot of veterans.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. Here on Long Island, you know, the population is just so great. Now, when you came home, where did you serve? Give us a little bit of your background.
Iraq and Afghanistan.
So you were in both?
Yes, I did.
Did you go right after September 11th, or were you already in? Or
I was over there in 2011, 2012.
Okay. So,
and I did a couple months in Iraq, and then I did a couple months in Afghanistan.
Right. When you came back, you know, we've heard, you know, all of the stories of, you know, veterans, you know, struggling to, you know, get back into everyday life.
Yeah, it was
one of the keys is a good support system, right?
It was really difficult. That readjustment period is really, really hard. I mean, you're leaving such a high-paced way of living for the year. and then you come home and you have to downshift, I guess, slow things down a little bit. And it was difficult. And yeah, having that support at home, friends, it helped a lot.
Do you think that there's not enough awareness taught, you know, in the schools and in the workplace? You know, are there other ways that we could get the word out, you know, more people to become aware of the situation with vets?
I would think it would be great if the schools definitely taught more about the war that's going on and just the vets in general.
Right.
History is being rewritten every day, but
yeah.
Right. And everything has gotten so political now. It's like a hot potato, you know.
And what we do here, it's not political. It's American. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's just, it's American. You know,
right.
These people fought for us, and now we need to fight for them.
Right. Absolutely. And it's just, everything has just become, you know, so political. But when you break it down to the grassroots efforts that you guys are doing here with an organization like Mission 22, it's really important that people, you know about the organization. Again, the website for people to check out. And how do people get in contact with you guys directly? So, you guys are the regional ambassadors.
Yeah, I'm the regional ambassador leader for our region. I oversee events for Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island.
Okay.
And I live right in Brightwaters in Suffolk County here. They can email me directly, Stefan, Stefan, at mission22.com. Or they can go right to our mission22.com website. You can search social media, hashtag mission22. We're all over all social media platforms. A lot going on. Mission 22, again, we're nationally. We're still growing locally here, but we have a huge army of ambassadors and a huge support system behind us. They're willing to, you know, get in the trenches and fight with us.
What's the hope for the future with the organization going forward?
Dropping that number from 22 to zero.
You know, the fight is not over. Our logo is Mission 22. We lose over 20 a day. Hopefully, when the next VA statistic comes out, it'll be even lower, and that's what we want. You know, the name's not going to change. The mission is going to stay the same. We're going to keep fighting until we get it down to zero.
One of the things is with veterans coming back is helping them find jobs or finding, you know, a way to work and to support themselves. Has that gotten any better in the last couple of years? Are veterans coming home and they're able to find work more, or, you know, with the economy supposedly getting a little bit better now, are there jobs available for vets? I know there were some programs where...
There are
where,
veteran resource fairs out there. As far as it getting better, I'm really not sure.
Right.
I know Suffolk County VA, they have had numerous events, and I'm sure if you go to our Suffolk County VA website, there are definitely resources there to help veteran find job placement, 100%.
Excellent. We've had some vets that have come in the last couple of weeks. They've done a few other shows and talk about different things. We've had some great success stories. Would love to have them, you know, get involved with you guys as well, Mission 22, because this is really, you know, an important thing. Give out some more, you know, stats about, because I don't know if people know, you know, the dire situation, especially here on Long Island.
The study was done by the VA in 2014. That was the latest statistic. 3 years later, this August of 2017 is when detailed statistics came out. We knew it was 20 a day, but we recently found out that over 60% of the veterans that die by suicide were over the age of 55, which is scary because that means they've been, this is our Vietnam era and older, that they've been living with this for decades.
Wow.
Women veterans are 2.5 times more likely to die by suicide than civilian women. So it's a shocking statistic that people aren't aware of. But I think it starts with awareness. If we can just get this information to people, then what they do with that information is really up to them, but it's a start. Awareness precedes change.
Do you guys have any sponsors or, you know, businesses that you work with here on the island, or is Mission 22 work with nationally? I know it gets a little sticky. You don't want to necessarily name anybody because you don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah,
but
Mission 22, we, as I said, we are a national nonprofit. If someone looks to get help or where we would pay for treatment, they would go to mission22.com, submit a small answer, answer a small questionnaire, and through that, Mission 22 will set them up with treatment for PTS. They just have to be a veteran that served, that had seen combat, and we pay for that 100%. They do not need to go to, the counseling is done through Skype, So they don't have to leave their house. They don't have to stop their job. They don't have to stop their daily responsibilities. We send them to a local lab to get blood work. They send that blood work back to the home base where the doctors are located. Actually, it's out of Chicago. And then they'll partner up with the local nutritionist. So they'll get a full treatment to help them mentally and get well physically as well.
And your wife, Jenny, is here also, also an ambassador with the organization. You guys working together on something like this. How rewarding is this for you?
It's great. Again, for me, I didn't serve. My twin brother is a Marine. My father was in the Army. Multiple family members have. So once I learned of what our veterans are facing, I felt I had to do something. And my wife, Jenny, is 100% supportive. She's the number one cheerleader. And most of the ideas that we have for what we're going to do on Long Island really stems from her. She's the brains. She just gives me a kick and says, go do this. And I said, sounds good.
Right, right. And you guys have events that that come up throughout the year also?
I was just about to say, bring up the dog tag, Ron.
Yeah, so this past November, we had a 2.2-mile race walk to raise awareness for veteran suicide in Gardner's Park and Bayshore. And we had over 300 participants. We raised over $13,000 for the organization. We had dozens of local businesses sponsor our event, and we had a really, really great turnout for really the first time putting anything together like this, because my experience as a retail general manager.
Right.
So it wasn't event planning, but we figured it out. We had the passion, and we just partnered with some really great people that knew how to run things like this, and then we made it happen. So we'll have other events coming up throughout the year.
And that's one of the cool things, too, is when, and I'm sure you've seen this, Doug, is that when people are, in need of help, in need of support, you see the best in people as well. People come out and they want to help. They want to support the organization. What happens sometimes, I think, with a lot of these things, too, is that people get, maybe a little skeptical. They see here so many different charities. They hear so many different fundraisers, and it all becomes kind of like noise after a while, because there's so many organizations.
Yeah.
And most of them want to do good, like Mission 22. How do you filter through some of that noise to try and, is it just that you just keep doing what you're doing and you just want to be one of many organizations that help vets?
You know what? It's hard to speak of the other organizations. I can fully speak of what we do. And almost 89% of all donations that go to Mission 22 go back to our veteran programs to pay for PTS treatment. So I know what we're doing. It makes us feel good because the money's actually going to a cause. There's only 3 or 4 paid positions in our executive office, which is very small. Over 3,000 are all volunteer ambassadors, so we're able to, give all that money back, really, to our programs.
And for somebody listening this morning that wants to become an ambassador or volunteer their time or maybe make a donation, give out the information.
Yeah, then go to mission22.com. There's an option to join the mission. You can become an ambassador. Once you become an ambassador, you can, one, host your event to get more information out. You can have a booth in someone else's event. We're looking to be a part of the Jones Beach Air Show later in the year.
I think that comes up Memorial Day weekend,
right? Memorial Day weekend, yeah. We're looking to have a booth there just to share information. Maybe if someone wants to buy a T-shirt or a hat, great. But it's more to get the word out and spread awareness that we're losing over 20 veterans a day.
Wow. And Doug, Mission 22, what it means to you?
It's extremely personal for me. Thanks to that dog tag run, I was sitting in a restaurant with my wife one of the days, and we saw the flyer for the dog tag run. So we looked at it, and I saw 22 on the form. Again, 22 caught my eye. And I emailed the director, race director, Stefan, and I told him that, hey, this race is going to be personal for me because I lost a buddy back in 2014 to suicide, someone that I served with. So I emailed him. I told him, this race is going to be personal. I'm going to run it for him. About a week and a half later to 2 weeks, I got another phone call that I lost another buddy to suicide. That's another guy that I served with. So I emailed Stefan back. I said, hey, listen, this is what's going on. I just lost another buddy. I want to get more involved. I have to get more involved. And Stefan walked me through it, him and his wife, Jenny. They walked me through it. They got me involved. And here I am.
And, just working to make a difference and try to prevent that from happening again.
Yeah. I never expected it to be this personal, but after getting that second phone call, it got really, really personal. And, again, thanks to these two, they got me involved, and it was therapeutic for me. I mean, being involved now, just it's so therapeutic.
What would you say to somebody who's maybe listening right now, who's a vet and going through those tough times and maybe is, a little hesitant to get involved in something like this, or, you know, maybe just, you know, is feeling a little down?
Don't be hesitant. Reach out, talk to somebody, email the group. I mean, it's just keep looking for help. Never give up.
Right. One more time, the information for people where they can get in contact with you directly.
You can get in contact with me directly, stefan@mission22.com. That's S-T-E-F-A-N at mission22.com. Or you can go right to our mission22.com website and get more information about our organization. Or again, feel free to email me directly, and I would love to answer any question you have.
Have you guys worked with any politicians, local officials? Have anybody, you know, any local people gotten involved with the organization in terms of... I know that politicians like to, you know, show their faces, you know, connect with these types of things, but yeah, usually for with a good cause, of course, you know.
Right. Well, I think we're still new. We're still in the building relationship process.
Right.
So we've had definitely local support from our local politicians within our community, not as much in the larger county scale, but that's still opportunity for us to reach out, you know,
right,
to grow the relationship. Again, still in the building phase, so looking to do that this year for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think things are... going to make their way up. I mean, you guys have only been in operation a few years, and I'd imagine each year it's going to, you know, grow into something bigger and better.
Yeah, we've doubled our ambassador field force within the last probably 7 months.
Wow.
So we're growing fast.
Yeah, no, that's great. And in the office, you guys are located here. Where are you? Because you live in Brightwaters,
yeah,
but the offices are...
We're based out of Nashville, Indiana.
Okay.
That's our home office. We have representation, we have state ambassador leaders, and we have regional ambassador leaders that work with the state leaders, which I'm a regional, but we don't actually have offices. That's how we're able to keep costs so low.
That's great.
You know, we just, you know, work out of our house.
Yeah, no, that's very cool. Mission 22, the organization. Stefan Hespeler and Doug Williams and Stefan's wife Jenny also with us here this morning, ambassadors for Mission 22, talking about veterans and taking care of our vets and trying to bring the suicide rate down. Across the country and here on Long Island. Final words, guys, final few minutes here. Make the case one more time for somebody who's maybe never heard of Mission 22 before. Why this organization? Why get involved? Why is it so important?
With our veterans, they've fought for us. It's our time to fight for them. We need the help. We only have 3,500 ambassadors. We need a lot more. There are a lot of people that are unaware that we're losing over 20 veterans a day to suicide. The more people we have, the more people can be reached. It starts with awareness. We need help. You can go to mission22.com and click Join Our Mission, become an ambassador. If you live in New York State or Suffolk County, you'll hear from me directly.
I was going to say, yeah, there's a war at home, and there's a desperate need to raise awareness and enlist that support from communities to get involved, bringing that number to zero.
Excellent. Guys, anytime you want to come in and when you have events, you know, throughout the year, feel free to come back and we'll talk about them, we'll plug them, we'll get them on the air, and we'll, you know, also be a part of it and get the BAB BLI vans down there and, you know, support you guys any way we can.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at the air show. Hopefully the weather will be... I was at the air show last year. It was a little chilly. Hopefully it'll be warmer this year.
Yeah, I hope so.
Memorial Day weekend on Long Island can go either way weather-wise. But, yeah, if you guys are down there for that, and we'll look forward to that and also try and connect with some other events. Anytime you guys have anything going on, feel free to come back. And hopefully we can get this, you know, you can just call it Mission eventually, right? Not Mission 22.
Right.
Get the number down to zero.
That's a goal.
Yeah. One more time, the website. And thanks again, guys.
Mission22.com. Get all your questions answered, or you can email me directly, Stefan, S-T-E-F-A-N, at mission22.com.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. And all the best, and sorry about your losses.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for your service, and good luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.